Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Mitzvah Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and Lilui Nishmas Gitel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. It's been a rough week. The Purim interlude, which for some maybe has been interrupted seriously or semi-seriously, depending on who and where and the conditions and the situations and the attitudes, but it's definitely been a rough week. The fear, the near panic amongst some, and the discomfort and concern amongst many is something that certainly we cannot ignore and we have to reckon with. Not to mention the ramifications of this coronavirus in terms of its effect on travel, its effect on the financial markets. Very, very uncertain situations, times. Many are so worried. Many maybe should be worried. Maybe no one should be worried because we certainly know something that goes a lot deeper than just what appears on the surface. But it's a time of concern for everyone. And I thought that one of the lessons of Purim, which is so, so directly pertinent and relevant to this, you know, the Purim story was only revealed at the end of a decade plus long of events. The suit of Ahasuerus, putting to death of Vashti, the choosing of Esther to be the queen, the Mordechai overhearing, the big son of Seresh plotting against Ahasuerus, and that having been recorded but never dealt with until later, and all the events, one after another, that we read in the Megillah without once hearing the name of Hashem. And we recognize that revach v'hatzola, that la'yehudim iso oiro v'simcha v'sosa v'kor, was really in the making for many, many years. And behind the scenes, underneath, unbeknownst to us, with our complete and total unawareness of it, it was all planned out and orchestrated from Hashem. And I think that when we see life situations, threatening situations, worrying, concerning situations like we're facing now, we also have to realize that it's all planned out. It's not an accident. And there is a plan. The plan is in motion. And that has to give us strength, because even though it may look so dismal, but knowing that there is a plan in motion and that this is all part of an unfolding plan, which will undoubtedly unfold and will be resolved in a very positive way, that really has to be a very powerful source of strength for us to be able to continue. But until we see the resolution, and when we see it, as we see the difficulties and the challenges unfolding, certainly requires a lot of thought and attitude control on our part to be able to function properly in the midst of all of this. And I thought that this is a unique opportunity for a person to strengthen his bitochen, because the hishtadlus that can be done seems so minimal, seems so confusing. It doesn't really seem that any hishtadlus that we do is really going to be able to accomplish what it has to accomplish. And that lets us go beyond the apparent reality, beyond the world of hishtadlus, and say, hey, this is clearly and completely all up to Hashem. work, you put in more hours of work, you get paid more. You make more deals, you make more money. So there's something about the Hishtadlus which can confuse us and make us think that, well, you know, we're doing something too. We're also helping. I do have some strength. I do have some capabilities. I am at least participating in the process. But the Hishtadlus here, whether it may be the washing of the hands or other extra precautions that we can take, they're remote. They're not strong enough to really give us that full sense of we're in control. We've done our thing. It's been taken care of. And Mimela, we have no choice. We have an unadulterated look and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we see that everything else is just a poor effort, a statement, but can't really accomplish what has to be accomplished because there's so many possible venues of this affecting us. And we also have to realize that everything Hashem does is for the good. And as in any difficulty, there must be a lesson. What the lesson is, I don't know. Is there a lesson for Klal Yisrael as a unit, as an entity? Maybe. Are there lessons for individuals? Certainly as well. But each person has to be, as Chazal say, Yisurin Bonalov, Yifashvish Bamasov. One has to introspect to see what can we improve? How can we do better? Hashem oftentimes sends us messages that, I want you back. Shuvu Elai V'Shuvu Aleichem. Return to me, I'll return to you. And that's something certainly which this period of time with these uncertainties and unknowns can certainly inspire us that we have to do that. But we also have that there's no contradiction. I think we mentioned it last time. There's no contradiction between doing tshuva, improving ourselves, coming closer to Hashem in terms of removing the obstacles that separate us, and soaring closer to Hashem in the midas habitochon, and the focusing on Hashem's chesed. And we have to be able to strengthen that as well. And if we can take the possibility to think that this too, beyond our ability to comprehend, is also Chesed Hashem. Even though it doesn't make sense to me how, but that's what it is, and that can certainly help us to strengthen our bitochon. And a famous story, not sure if we've mentioned it here, I think we have, but maybe the last time, a group of Hasidim and the Rebbe would always help them. Passed away, what are they going to do? Someone said the Rebbe can even help more from upstairs. Fine. But nothing was happening. And one day the Rebbe appears to the Rosh HaKol in a dream and says, you know, I see what you're going through, but from my perspective up here, it's hard to bring myself to pray that it should pass because I know the benefits that you're getting from it. I see the good. We don't see the good. But we have to trust that everything Hashem does is for the good. But because we know everything Hashem does is for the good, and because we know the extent of Hashem's chesed, we have to start to rely on that chesed. And the more we can focus and rely on Hashem's chesed, the more we influence the outcome and the results that we are so seriously desire and are in need of. We also have to strengthen our tefillahs. We say Achenu Kobeis Yisroel and Asuna Batsoro Uveshivyo. Well, there's a strange kind of shivyo today. You know, it's captivity. They call it quarantine. In Israel, they call it bidud. But this is also a shivya, and we ask Hashem that He should take us out of this shivya. We shouldn't have to go through these things. It's coming now, we answer for Pesach. Families want to get together, and the travel restrictions exist, and confusion and fear is rampant. And we have to turn to Hashem with our full hearts and beseech Him to help us, because the situation is very, very serious. And the more serious we realize that it is, the more we turn our hearts to Hashem. And the more we turn our hearts to Hashem, pour out our hearts to Hashem, it leads us not only that Hashem listens to tefillah, but it inspires us to have bitochon. Because when I pour out my heart to Him, what am I saying to myself? This is the right address. He's the one. It's His chesed and rachamim. He's the toiv kilei cholu rachamecho. He's the good one who's never withheld His rachamim. And He's the merachim and the merciful one. L'isamu chasadecho. His chesed never ends. That's why me'olam kivinu loch. That's why we continue always to hope, to hope, to hope. We don't give up hope, and we hope and pray that Hashem will help us through this very difficult situation, that the illness that so many are suffering and so many are threatened by should be removed from us completely. Those that have contracted it should have refuah shleima. Hashem should protect and guard all of us not to be affected in any way by this, and may the financial setbacks that this seems to have caused and been related to be reversed, and that we should come out of this strengthened in our connection with Hashem, strengthened in our tshuva, strengthened in our bitochon, and to go forward with a deeper sense of appreciation of all the chesed that Hashem does for us, so that we shouldn't need any more wake-up calls to alert us that we're not really focused enough on Hashem. Hashem should help. We should be able to maintain this focus, and we should be mekayim v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho, that we return to Hashem, and we strengthen our bitochon, and we could truly say, "Vani b'chastecho b'tachti," as David HaMelech said, "I trusted in your chesed, your geli b'yishuasecho." I know that my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, because I know since I put my trust in you that I will be zeicha to a Yeshua. It should happen b'koriv, because the situation certainly is of great concern.